This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey everyone, welcome into the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. Unfortunately, Al could not put together a weekend show for the KER politics and religion section, so what we have here is a replay of four, I think, fairly important company updates that we posted throughout the week. The first one, we're starting off with Novo Resources and an interview that we posted on Friday. To listen to these full interviews, please visit our website, kereport.com. Click on those postings on the respective day. Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. And in this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Novo Resources, traded on the TSX under the symbol NVO, and on the OTCQX under the symbol NSRPF. Chad and I are chatting with the president and now co-chairman, Quentin Henny. Now, Quentin, I first want to just outline the fact that we have a webinar scheduled for this upcoming Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. So that is Monday, August 9th. I will post a link below this interview for everyone to sign up for that webinar. Quentin, before we get into some of the recent news, just give our listeners a little bit of insights in terms of what we're going to be focusing on during that webinar and some of the other team members that will be joining us, please.
Yeah, look, it's going to be an exciting webinar because, you know, we've really completed ramp up now and we've hit our goals. We're starting to see everything kind of crystallize, come together. The operational team will be on the webinar. Of course, they're all in Perth. Rob Humphreyson, CEO, Mike Spreadborough, who is now co-chairman alongside myself. He's executive co-chairman. He's also involved in the operational side, but we'll also be helping with growth of the company. So we'll talk a bit about that too. And then Ronan Samuel Walsh, our CFO, will likely also be on that webinar. But we're gonna present to the world, you know, how Novo's doing. Obviously, we're doing quite well with the recent news release, but also how we're gonna grow the company.
So one thing that we will, as always, be taking care of during that webinar is answering any questions that any of you send in either prior to the webinar or during the webinar. However, I do encourage you to send in your questions early because it does help for us to have that list of questions and be able to work those in as the presentation is continuing. I guess I should mention my email address is fleck@kereport.com. Now, one point to touch on here was a couple news releases that came out August 5th. The first one appointing Michael Spreadborough as executive co-chairman. Now, Quentin, you and I have talked about some of the recent hires into Novo being more operational focused because the company is producing now. How does Michael fit into the team?
Yeah, Michael's been a director with the company since late last year. And Michael is a miner. He's a well-respected miner in the Perth area, you know, in Western Australia. So people know him, have a lot of respect for him. He's worked for a number of notable companies. Most recently, he was with Metals X. But, you know, his history goes back to BHP. He's had a lot of experience operating mines. Mike is going to help the operational team. Look, he's going to, make sure that the company's operational side conforms to expectations, to our plans, and so forth. But he is also going to help on the development side, on the future growth of the company. And this is where it's very exciting. Look, Mike has corporate experience. He has shared vision with myself. And because he's in Australia, he's able to help me operate or help us operate as Novo to start looking at growing the company. And that's really critical here. You know, I can't emphasize enough how the market is tight in Australia. The number of people employed is very, very high. It's basically a boom, time, the commodity boom. And the number of people in the workforce is fairly limited. Having a strong team like this is exceptional. and it really positions Novo for becoming a significant mid-tier gold producer in the Australian scene.
Well, Quentin, is also having him on there as co-chairman with you, I would imagine, frees up some of your time. You had mentioned off mic that you're not really as big of a yellow trucks guy because you're so focused on the geology, and now you can actually focus on it and growing the company. So maybe speak to how this also allows the team to really play to their strengths.
That's correct. Look, the strengths, both Rob and Mike, operational side, and my strength is around exploration. You know, that's what I've done for the past few years for Novo. And I really want to get back into that. You know, I divide up my time, in the day I help other companies, obviously, but I spend most of my evenings working on, you know, Novo. Like from they wake up around four o'clock my time. So that's kind of my shift, I guess, if you will. I've spent a lot of time on the operational side, or at least participating in the meetings that the company has scheduled every week. You know, that's consumed a lot of my time, but now I'm really looking forward to getting back into the more of the exploration side. We are ramping up exploration now that we have Beaton's Creek in hand and we can see that positive cash flow and so forth. We really have a focus now on you know, the organic growth of Novo through exploration. That's my bailiwick. That's what I like to do, and I'm very much looking forward to getting into that space.
So, Quentin, I get this question sent to me a lot regarding Novo and also some other companies, but it's, what are you most excited about when it comes to the exploration upside at the company? Again, remembering we're going to be talking about the production and operations a lot in the webinar, but when it comes to your ability now to refocus on exploration, where are you excited about?
Well, look, it's really a shift in thinking around exploration to a degree. If you look, we still have a huge landholding across the Pilbara, but now we have a mill. Okay, so guess what? We're really focused now on going out and finding resources that can be bolted onto the operational side. That's really exciting because it means growth of resources at Beaton's Creek through exploration, growth of new projects. We have identified a large number of projects in the Nullagine area that we're out there drilling right now. Like we have truly just put pedal to the metal, and we're drilling numerous targets. We talked about Talga, for example, which has sat idle for a while now because we simply didn't have the bandwidth or the cash. But now we see that path, and we're ramping up exploration. We're drilling up there. We're going to get the mechanical sorting. That's when you say exploration, in my mind, it also includes that component of mechanical sorting. Okay, so we as a company have worked a couple of years now developing this technology in-house to get us to a point where we can employ it in the field. We're going to do field test works here on a number of projects, including Karratha, samples from Egina, samples from other projects that some people haven't even heard of, like Tomtec Creek and Virgin Creek. We're going to test this out and see if we can't really, really commercialize that incredible technology that we've been working on. So for me, it's about growth. It's like, wow, we're finally there. We've got a foundation laid in production. Let's go out and grow this company into a significant mid-tier gold producer.
Yeah, Quentin, it's an exciting time for the company. And like you said, now that you have the Beaton's Creek in the hand and you've got the production going, it's going to be exciting to watch the exploration focus and the growth focus. But just as a sneak preview of coming attractions, let's walk through just real quickly just a surface layer overview of the operations. On August 5th, you did put out the record monthly production numbers. Just give us a little teaser of coming attractions here.
Yeah, look, we had an exceptional month. We produced nearly 8,600 ounces of gold. We sold about 7,900 ounces of gold. Again, that generated cash flow, free cash flow. Our bank account grew, and that's what really matters. And that bank account growth was also on top of spending a fair bit of money on exploration. All right, so this is a really, really good outcome for the company.
And remember, you can sign up for that webinar by clicking that link below, and you can also send me your questions, fleck@kereport.com. Quentin, thanks as always for your time, buddy. We'll chat again on Monday.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report and continuing our company update replays from the week. In this segment, we're looking more at a copper and gold explorer, Libero Copper and Gold. This was posted on Thursday. Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Libero Copper and Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LBC and on the OTCQB under the symbol LBCMF. Chad and I are chatting with the CEO, Ian Harris. Now, Ian, I first want to follow up on some of the news, some of the work that's going to be ongoing in the Golden Triangle. First, starting with the July 27th news release that outlines the start of drilling at the Big Red property, again, in the Golden Triangle. A 5,000-meter program is planned and starting off here. Take us through the overall goals of this drill program this year, please.
Yeah, and if you, and first, thanks for the opportunity to talk again and give everybody an update. It's, I think you'll hear a little bit of the excitement in my voice because the company has gone through so much since the beginning of the year, bringing on new projects, significant new management directors, significant financings. I mean, it's made a dramatic transformation since the discovery at Big Red last year, the porphyry copper discovery. So it's so exciting now that we're finally have all these different strategies that are finally being implemented, and it's starting at Big Red. So that we're actually drilling, getting back at Big Red, following up on the Terry discovery last year. So specifically on that point, we have a 5,000-meter program at Big Red put together, following up on the 2020 drilling. So at the very end of season last year on the last drill pad, we followed up on a magnetic low geophysics anomaly and made a discovery of a copper porphyry. Unfortunately, it was with an RC rig because the previous drilling was at higher elevation, but it accomplished its task, right? You know, the ability to drill with RC multiple holes very quickly allowed us to get to the Terry target by the end of season. And we're basically following up on that discovery. What makes it significant is that it's mineralization that starts right from surface. It's disseminated, and the size of the anomaly says that it's got legs to become a future open pittable mine. It's got very similar grades to Saddle North that is nearby that recently sold for $450 million Canadian to Newmont. So we're basically got a very exciting, easy path to follow, right? We have to continue to follow up and determine the size and scale of that deposit, and continue to go through the development cycle. First size and grade to get a develop an exploration target is kind of our near-term goals, but then it will be following up specifically on resource drilling.
Well, Ian, one of the things that caught my attention on the press release is just how quickly you're able to get results in the field when you're using some of the preliminary IP and you've got this portable XRF soil data scanner that you can actually, up to the very minute, kind of define your drill hole. So speak to some of the technology and how that's playing into making exploration more efficient for you in the field.
Yeah, our tagline in internal that we talk about is using traditional exploration techniques with modern technology. So not only do we have the portable XRF to get real-time results, I mean, they're out in the field in the morning and we're getting results in the afternoon directly with the XRF. And it allows up to the last minute, modify or adjust our drilling plans. We've just finished a 3D IP survey. That's wrapping up, so we're in anticipation of getting the initial IP results. We have the technology on the ground. You know, the geologists are out mapping with their iPads and can immediately be pulling up the information. And it's pretty incredible what they're doing to maximize the amount of information that we can get during the drilling season, and applying that right up to the minute. And that's been successful for us. If it wasn't true, then we wouldn't have been able to make the Terry discovery at the end of the last year, right? It was field work that was being done. We were, you know, following up behind with RC rig drilling, you know, literally planning drill holes and then executing them on within a week's time period. So I believe without that strength, we would be sitting where we are today, right? We'd still be planning the initial holes on Terry instead of delimiting the size of the deposit.
So just a quick reminder then, Ian, can you give everybody some insights on the grade and widths that were hit last year that made that discovery, more or less what you're hoping to follow up on here?
Yeah, so the very initial holes, from surface to the bottom of the holes, some of the best holes were 120 meters at 0.41 equivalent copper and 80 meters at 0.43. So our expectation is determine how deep does that go, and then obviously stepping off from that. As a comparison, Saddle North of GT Gold was about 300 million tons at a 0.47 equivalent copper. So again, the similarities are there. There's a pathway of creating clear value, for the company as long as we maintain a strong discipline and continue to advance the project to resource estimate. So I really like that because we have a very clear strategy that it's not we're hoping to do something. There's a clear pathway of how to create value. And at Big Red, we've established it at Big Red. We've established it at Makoa, and we've established that at also Esperanza. So we have some really great platforms of creating value for the company.
Well, Ian, before we leave the Golden Triangle, let's shift over to the Big Bulk Project, also in the Golden Triangle, southeast of Stewart. There's a small drill program that you have slated for that as well. Bring us up to speed on what's going on at Big Bulk.
So Big Bulk is an earlier stage project that we have a very, I like to call it a binary drilling program with 2,000 meters. It's to confirm our new interpretation and hopefully enters into our project pipeline. We get that discovery hole that's our goal here is establishing a discovery hole that can determine the potential grade and the overall size of the deposit that, you know, checks the box that it can become a future mine. So previously, Teck had drilled the project and thought the system was basically vertical. That's some very interesting intercepts, 21 meters at over 1% equivalent copper, 53 at over 0.5% equivalent copper. And we've gone through, the area's been remapped. There's been a new interpretation. And what we believe is that they skipped through, that the whole deposit has been tilted on the side and they basically skipped through what we're calling our phase two mineralization. So the purpose of this drill program is to get right into the center, targeting that phase three based on new mapping. We now have our camp is now complete at Big Bulk. Our expectation is that drilling program will be executed at the end of August. Right now, we're just rechecking, continuing to do updates on the mapping. Again, very similar to what we do at Big Red, where we're continuously getting updated information so that up to the minute, the final angles and azimuths of the drill holes, we can adjust accordingly.
Okay. You know what? It seems like at least near-term catalysts, the drill programs that are underway and going to be starting up in the Golden Triangle. Ian, thank you for the update. Thanks for your time. We'll touch base on the back of some news.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Taliban celebrating in Afghanistan.
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
They seized control Friday of a provincial capital for the first time since U.S. and NATO troops started their pullout. Since that celebration, though, the Taliban has captured a second provincial capital. Many kids across the U.S. will be starting the school year in the classroom, but there are concerns of more shutdowns if COVID cases spike. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling USA Today on Friday how important it is for kids to be in the classroom.
The detrimental effect, both mental health, physical and social development, intellectual learning of children is really devastating.
Education Secretary Miguel Cardona, though, appears open to another shutdown. Cardona saying Friday at a town hall in Boston, it may be best to have students learning from home if community spread of the virus gets to a certain level. This is USA Radio News. More Americans finding jobs. The federal government releasing the unemployment report Friday. Over 940,000 jobs added. The unemployment rate drops to 5.4%. We're still not at pre-pandemic levels, but President Biden says this is proof we're heading in the right direction.
Now, while our economy is far from complete, and while we doubtlessly will have ups and downs along the way as we continue to battle the Delta surge of COVID, what is indisputable now is this. The Biden plan is working. The Biden plan produces results, and the Biden plan is moving the country forward.
The report coming out after 25 states opt out of federal unemployment assistance in an effort to get more people back to work. This report, though, doesn't include a state-by-state breakdown. Lawmakers meeting in Washington this weekend to finalize an infrastructure bill. A crucial vote coming up Saturday. 60 yes votes needed to avoid a filibuster and move the $1 trillion deal forward. A fire burning for over 3 weeks in Northern California making history. The Dixie wildfire, now the largest single wildfire in state history, the third biggest overall. This is USA Ready News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing with our company updates from this week. In this segment, we interviewed Dave Lotan from Orion Resources. Now, this is more of a company update, but it was received very well by a lot of our audience, so I wanted to share it again on this weekend show. As always, I hope you all enjoy. Hey, everyone. Welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting more of a company introduction to Orion Resources. Traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AU and on the OTCQX under the symbol AIRRF. Shad and I are chatting with the non-executive chairman, Dave Lotan. Now, Dave, since this is your first time on the show, and I know Orion Resources is known to a lot of the long-time investors in the space, but having you on the show and having you introduce almost a renewed focus for the company here over the last couple years, I think that's important to start off. Can you give us just a little background on Orion Resources, when you came into the company, and the focus now being really strictly in Finland on a couple projects that the company holds?
Sure. Thanks, Corey. So I joined Orion in 2017. I joined the board in April of that year and became chairman in May. The company was founded by my good friend Mike Basha, who I had worked with on and off over the years assessing junior resource investment opportunities. Mike is a brilliant guy and one of the best prospecting geologists I've ever met in my career, and a great analyst in the space, someone who can look at the drill results in a junior company and very quickly let you know whether or not its perspective or not. And so Mike had his start in the business at Miranda. Then he went into the junior space with Cornerstone. Notably, he got them into Ecuador and is at least an ancestor for some of the success that they had there. He decided to start his own company in 2008, which I guess was potentially a portent of things to come, and selected the prospect generator model, went into Mexico to start with, eventually ran into security problems there, which were just too expensive for a junior to move forward on. He started looking at Finland. At the time, I was the biggest shareholder of the company. I was really against it. I have pre-built prejudices against companies looking for minerals where people like to go on vacation. So I always like to tell people that I was against Finland. Mike proved me wrong on many levels and made this fantastic surface discovery. And I, at that point in time, agreed with him that it was time for the company to pivot from the prospect generation model and to go after this discovery using its own capital. So I joined the board and have assisted the company in raising money and in thinking strategically about how to move this opportunity forward.
Yeah, Dave, and another thing to mention is just how you've helped foster some of the strategic partners that have come into Orion. So maybe just walk us through how Kinross came in, and Sprott and Newmont, Sure. Well, just some of the strategic stakeholders.
Sure, sure. Well, going all the way back to 2016, just slightly larger than me was a company called Dragon Mining. We had bought our original prospect from Dragon in 2014, I think. And they were due to receive some shares, which would put them close to 14%. And although the company had just come off the mat after that awful market between 2011 and 2015, was trading at 18 cents, they decided they needed to sell their stock. So I bought them out personally. It was just around 6.5 million shares, we'll say. And I didn't hold on to that stock. I took that, it was about 10 cents a share, I think, maybe 9 cents. I took that stock and flipped it to a good network of resource-focused investors in Canada, including a couple of big mutual funds, in order to get the company basically a new set of seed shareholders without diluting any further. And that was important in the 40-cent financing we did in 2016, which was done without a warrant. Really difficult at the time. The company then had its exploration success. And when we press released just the Boulder discovery, the stock took off. It was unconstrained by any warrant load. I had a very good register of shareholders who understand exploration and understand what it means to find something new in a new place like this. And at that point in time, I think we did $1.50 financing with Ross Beattie and Eric Sprott. Kevin McLean, who I think was the best gold mutual fund manager in Canada, was the lead on that deal. Some very big money out of Vancouver came in, and it was basically to four or five guys. A nice tight financing, again, no warrant on the financing, and left a lot of torque in the story for secondary market traders, which is something we feel pretty convicted about. We did have some interest from a large gold company at that point in time. It was Goldcorp, which I couldn't say then, but could say now because Newmont PR'd their interest in Orion after they took Goldcorp over. And I asked the company not to take that interest, but rather to let us use that interest to organize a polite competition. And so we had four majors out to site that year, including Goldcorp. And we focused almost exclusively on the investor rights agreement. We didn't talk about price. All we talked about was ensuring that the strategic didn't get something that other shareholders didn't have already. And so examples of that would be, I think, if you look at some of the Goldcorp strategics, for instance, into Colorado Resources, or that's called Questex now, and that's a good example. You'll often see a step up. They put 9.9 in, and then if the company has a subsequent financing, you know, Goldcorp would have the right to go to 15 or even 19%. They'd get a board seat. They'd get a technical committee. Often they get a prohibition against the company borrowing money or selling a royalty, which would be stupid, but we didn't need Intelpa to tell us that. And so those were the kinds of things I felt very strongly we needed to keep out of any strategic investment. Kinross did come in with no conditions other than to stay pro rata. and at 9.9%, which I think is the best percentage to have a strategic at. It doesn't really represent much of an impediment if you make a big discovery to having a subsequent auction. And of course, I've been involved in all the other financings, but those early financings at relatively high prices allowed the company to move forward without a lot of relative dilution. And that's really super important in these stories. You don't want to be issuing stock at pennies to move a discovery like this forward if you can avoid it. And you don't want to be giving warrants away if you can avoid it. And you don't want to be giving rights away that are prejudicial to the interests of passive shareholders. So those things of that nature would be things I've assisted the company with and thought a lot about over time and tried to make sure we're optimized in the finance process.
Well, thanks for bringing us up to speed on that, Dave. And then let's move into the discovery then. So obviously Finland has been on the map for a lot of people recently, not just with the work Orion's done, but there's some other companies like Rupert that have done quite well on discovering gold and many minerals up in the Finland area. And you're on that same trend with the Kari that Rupert has with your Amarusko project. So just give us a quick high-level overview of the Amarusko project and where you're at with the resource at this point in time.
Sure. So the discovery in Finland that I think got everyone's attention is Kittila, or Sirikusiko as it was called at the time. It's actually made by a road construction crew and advanced to some extent by government-related Finnish mining companies. Then vended out to a Swedish junior called Litterhitten, which eventually sold it for, let's say, the 280 million Canadian to Agnico. And I think people began to pay attention when Agnico took Litterhitten over. That was on a north-south structure that's about 30 kilometers away from us. What Mike noticed during the depths of the bear market was that there was an east-west structure called the Circa Shear Zone that had about 40 gold showings on it, all discovered by the Geological Survey or by Outokumpu, the Finnish mining company. Of course, mining having been in the hands of the state till 1995 in Finland, and base metals being the focus, none of the gold showings were ever really followed up to any extent.
All right, we have to wrap it up there for this radio segment. But again, to listen to that full interview, it was posted on Wednesday. So click on that weekday posting.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, here we are wrapping up the weekend edition of the KE Report, and in this final segment where we are featuring company updates from this week, we're going back to Monday and an update from Nomad Royalty, recapping Q2 revenues and asset updates. This is an extended segment, so be sure to listen to the whole segment on that Monday posting. I hope you all have a great rest of your weekend. Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Nomad Royalty, traded on the TSX under the symbol NSR and on the OTCQX under the symbol NSRXF. Chad and I are chatting with the founder and CEO, Vince Metcalf. Now, Vince, I want to start off by recapping some of the financial results from Q2 2021 that were released just on July 28th. We saw revenues for this quarter of $4.6 million, cash operating margin of about $4 million. Some of the other financial data here that I want you just to break down for everybody is that net income came in at about $300,000, gross profit $1.3 million. Vince, let's start off with the revenue numbers and how that translates into income and cash flow for the company. Break down where investors need to be focused on these numbers, because I know some people have looked at the revenue number of $4.6 million and the cash operating margin of $4 million, but then they go down to that net income number and see $300,000. What are some of the financial workings when it comes to reporting for the company here for this Q2?
Yeah, well, thank you first for having me on the call today. Pretty happy to give you an update on Nomad. But when looking at a royalty and streaming company in general, the main numbers look at are the cash operating margin. That's really what gives the investor the true, I would say, state of the company. So with us at $4 million in the second quarter, that was obviously a very good, a good quarter for us. We did have a bit of a lower production quarter just by the nature of certain assets that typically have lower quarters in the second quarter. But the back end of the year in 2021 should be very good for us. And we should get back to probably this $6-7 million per quarter revenue. But in general, as you just pointed out, you know, we had a lower net income number, but some of these numbers, you know, get impacted by a depletion, at some of our assets. We're a new company, so we still do get impacted, but what's important for that is once these assets, come to the end of what we had considered was a true, reserve base, what's great about the royalty space and why investors invest is that they know that the operators keep spending money and extending these mine lives. So at one point, we'll be in a position, in a sense, that we're riding free on these investments. We'll have recouped all our initial investment. And that's when you start seeing numbers, you know, on the free cash flow side that they're very, very big. And that's what you see from some of the operators like DeFranco's, Lewin's, and so on, that have had, you know, companies now running for 10, 15 years plus. You know, they've replaced the assets that they have royalties and stream on, have replaced reserves and resources multiple times, and that's when you see those expansions on the financial front. But, you know, we've now paid our fourth dividend as well. So we've paid over $8.5 million. We've returned that capital to the shareholders. So that's, you know, obviously very important for us. I think that shows that we have a very good business, that from a financial point of view, you know, we're doing well. We're still sitting on $25.5 million of cash after even, you know, buying one of our recent assets in Chile. And we'll talk about that later. But it's, the business per se is doing very well and pretty happy with the second quarter, even though it was a bit soft on the deliveries point of view.
So with eight producing assets within the company, you guys have grown really quickly, considering relatively how new the company is in the royalty space. That being said, what's the forecast in terms of revenue for this full 2021 then?
Yeah, so no, as you pointed out, last year at this time we had four producing assets. We're now up to eight. So we've been very active. We've added five new assets to the portfolio through acquisitions. In terms of, you know, what we delivered last year in terms of revenue was around $30 million, so $29.9 million at 90% margin. So we had cash operating margins of $27.5 million. This year, that cash operating margin, again, that's always the number we really like to look at, is probably going to be between $35 and $37 million. So nice growth between 2020 and 2022. We should see even a much larger increase next year when we start seeing the full effect of the Blyvoor Gold ramp up. The Bonner Crow as well, mine in Ivory Coast, that's doing quite well, and ramping up there as well on a new zone. And then, Mercedes just changed hands. So we're seeing some very good investments on the operating front.
Well, Vince, the company's also been pretty active as far as with some of your partner companies and some of the transactions you've completed. One that stands out was on June 1st, you've completed the Caserones royalty acquisition, and that's in Chile. Could you break down, you know, how that royalty fits into the portfolio and some of the highlights of that transaction?
Yes. So Caserones is a mine that's been in operation now since 2014. It's got a very, very long mine life. It's a 17-year mine life at the moment. It's in Atacama, Chile, so, you know, a tier one mining jurisdiction where you look at deposits and availability of labor and so on. It's a copper moly mine. As I said, it's been operating since 2014. It's operated by JX Nippon, which is a very, very large conglomerate, company in Japan. It's very strategic because this is one of two mines that actually feed the Japanese smelters. It's a conventional truck and shovel open pit. For us, it was a very good acquisition in the sense that you're an elephant country there. You might have followed the recent success of Filo del Sol, Jose Maria, and so on. This mine is about 30 kilometers north of those deposits, but it's already in production. So it's a big copper moly asset. Again, it's got 17 years of mine life just on reserves, probably another, you know, 10, 15 with the additional resources there. But given the size of it, for us at the moment, probably going to, you know, represent between $2 and $3 million a year of revenue already. So for us, it's, you know, it's going to be a very, very big mine. It's going to run forever in a sense. So for us, it ticked a lot of the boxes to add to the portfolio.
Yeah, that's one of the strengths of the royalty model is just the long life of some of these mines or the way that some operators can extend the mines and how that can be an ongoing cash cow for the company. But one other transaction that you had that I think is worth noting is that Nomad put out a technical report, or I guess the Blyvoor Gold Mine put out a technical report, but you have a pretty lengthy update and slide deck on this. This is a mine that wasn't well understood by the market. But on June 28th, once everybody had access to that technical report, a lot of that data jumped off the page at people. So could you walk us through some of the highlights at Blyvoor Gold Mine in South Africa?
So the Blyvoor Gold Mine is a mine that was actually in operation from the 1940s until 2010. And then it was bought by this new group, Blyvoor Gold Capital, that put the asset back in operation. It is a private company. So from that point of view, we had limited disclosure. So since we've listed the company last year, Nomad has had limited disclosure to give investors and research analysts to help them understand what Blyvoor was. So what we've done over the last 6-7 months is work with Blyvoor Gold to put together a NI 43-101 technical report, which we released in June, and that allowed us to, for the first time, really to give, you know, a full picture of what Blyvoor Gold is. And, you know, Blyvoor Gold at the moment, it's a 22-year mine life. It's got a life of mine annual production, you know, average of 242,000 ounces a year. It's got a brand new plant. They're going through two phases. So at the moment, for the next couple of years, they're going to be running around a 1,300 ton per day mill, and it's already in the plan to expand to 2,500. It's got 5.5 million ounces of reserves only. And then when you look at the full picture, you have around, if you include the measured and indicated and inferred, you're looking at a resource of over 22 million ounces. So a very, very significant asset for us. We have a 10% stream on that. So as that mine ramps up, that will give us, you know, a significant amount of cash flow over the next few years.
All right. Well, Vince, I appreciate the update. So a lot of internal growth going with the assets that the company already holds and still on that acquisition path, looking for new royalties and streams to add to the company. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either flex@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com. We will get Vince back on to address those. Vince, I appreciate your time. Thank you for updating us on the back of those Q2 results.
Thank you.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.